The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed standards to limit 6 PFAS chemicals in drinking water. Exposure to them has been linked to kidney cancer, problems with the immune system, and developmental issues in children. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the EPA hopes the rule will prevent thousands of deaths and tens of thousands of serious illnesses.
EPA wants to limit PFAS and PFOA to 4 parts per trillion in drinking water. That's a lot lower than the current limit, but also much higher than the agency's health recommendations. No amount is safe. For the other 4 PFAS, water utilities would have to look at the combination of those chemicals and make sure there wouldn't be an increased health risk for customers. This way of looking at risk is a breakthrough, says Assistant Professor Marta Venier. She researches PFAS at Indiana University.
We are exposed to what we call a chemical soup every day. We are never exposed to one single chemical at a time. What we don't know much about is what is the combined effect.
Environmental groups say rather than putting the cost to treat PFAS on customers, the EPA needs to limit their use in manufacturing. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
So far, the state has found PFAS in treated drinking water at 10 Indiana utilities. It's not clear how many of them wouldn't meet the proposed standards. $10 billion from the federal infrastructure law will go to help utilities treat drinking water pollution like PFAS.